Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Narleski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Rein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Porter reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Porter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0 for 1 in the game. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narleski hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst takes first base on ball 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 0-for-2 in the game. Narleski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Narleski reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Rhine reaches second base with a double. Narleski moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Narleski tags and scores. Rhine tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Webb pinch hits for Jack Russell. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhine scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Lind scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Narleski can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durst hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Scarrett reaches second base with a double. Durst moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durst tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Bill Reagan pinch hits for Bill Narleski. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.